The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorantos.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show. I'm your host, Sorantos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm so thrilled to host this show for you. I believe that every song is a story. The Songwriter Show is broadcast live on number one ranked PESMU radio with listeners in all 206 countries in the world and every state in the U.S. The station is also licensed with ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and Sound Exchange with partnerships throughout the music industry, including iHeartRadio and exposure to over 300 million listeners. Tonight's first guest is Trey Olds. Trey is a 19-year-old who has high-functioning autism and is a radio show host since 2013. He's got 6 years of radio experience and also an actor and voice actor. His show focuses on interviewing people in the entertainment industry and their career advice. He's interviewed actors like Ed Asner, Marion Ross, and writers like and beats to singers like George Galfo and Jimmy Chappelle. So, welcome to the show, Trey. How are you doing tonight?
Thank you very much. I'm well. How are you?
Doing okay. We're all trying to survive here and going a little quarantine stir crazy, but you know, we got to make the best of it, right?
Oh yeah, you have to stay positive.
Yeah. So, Trey, tell us a little bit about this this show you got going on in Mississippi.
Okay. Well, I've been doing my radio show since 2013. It's called the Trey Olds Radio Show. And when I started out, I didn't interview people. I was a disc jockey. I played music and talked a little bit, but mostly played music. And I did that for 2 years or so. And then I transitioned to interview talk radio. I wasn't bored with doing music, but you always like to switch around things, add something different. So I did talk radio.
Sure.
Interviewing actors and musicians, singers, writers, etc. And I've been doing that since 2014, 2015, and I've been doing interviewing ever since. And I'm in Mississippi now, but I started the show in Louisiana, which where I was born and raised, and then I moved to Mississippi probably 2 or 3 years ago. I moved to Mississippi, which is where I am now. And It's an online internet show. It streams on YouTube, Pandora, iTunes, iHeart, anywhere you can find podcasts. It should be there.
Yeah. And what made you, what precipitated the move? Why'd you move?
Well, in Louisiana, the weather is bad there. I had to move due to a flood that occurred in 2016. It wiped out many houses, including our own house where we lived in Louisiana, a city called Denham Springs. And so we moved to Mississippi, and luckily no floods, tornadoes, or hurricanes have come here yet that have affected us.
What's the, in all your time doing this, what's the craziest story you got?
Oh, craziest story. that's a good question. I haven't really had too many. There's one. Well, you always have interviews that don't meet your expectations. For me, it has to be, I've had interviews that I'm a talker, so I expect my guests to talk too, you know, keep a conversation and talk and, you know, keep the rhythm going in the conversation. And I've had guests that just answer with yes or no, you know, and
sure.
It's an hour show, so it's like pulling teeth, you know, just yes or no all the time. You know, you got an hour to kill, you know.
Yeah, so. That's not fun. Yeah, no. It's kind of interesting. Sometimes people talk too much or too little, and either one is not a, you know, it's not a fun thing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It depends on the guest. You know, there's different guests, and it's a new experience every time.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about what, when you were young, was your family musical? What got you into music, hosting radios, DJing? What got you into this field?
Well, I was always interested in acting, and because I always watched the television, comedy and entertainment. And I lived in Louisiana, and New Orleans is big for, you know, the music and the blues and the jazz and the Cajun music. And so I grew up around that, and I had an uncle that was a musician for a while in New Orleans. He was a musician, and they did Cajun music. He was in a band. So that was one aspect to it. And then, as I said, I always loved watching the entertainment and the comedy on television. And as I got older, I said, maybe I should give it a try. This seems interesting, but at the time when you're a little kid, it seems too good to be true.
Yeah.
And as you get older, you learn more about it. And then once you want to get into it and pursue it, you learn it professionally and get trained by people who've been in the industry for a long time, longer than you, you know, since you're just starting. And that's how it came for me. I started with voiceover narrations, and I did my own show. I met a friend who was a host of a radio show in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and said, Trey, you do have a unique voice. Try some voiceovers. And these days with the internet, you know, with jobs with voiceovers and et cetera, you know, the internet is good for getting your voice and talent out there, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. What advice would you give someone that's just getting started that wants to be a DJ or wants to host a radio show? Any advice you'd give them?
Yes, a few pieces of advice. First of all, know what you're getting into. You don't want to go in blind and then say, well, I don't want to do this. You have to have the passion for it. Take classes or find a teacher of sorts who's been in it longer than you and has the experience and can guide you. And don't be, be persistent, but don't be over persistent, you know. Go with the flow. And if you want to be in this business, let no one stop you. And, but know your limits at times, because, well, things are, you can do what you can do, but don't, you know, exceed over that. You know, you have to do what you can do. Don't have a big ego. And
sure.
Just, I tell people, just get into the business if you really want to do it and if you have the craft for it. If you want to get in it just for the money and the fame, that's not going to happen, because that's not always the case, you know.
Yeah, I get
it. You have to be in it because you want to do it.
Yeah, that's, I think, the key to anything, whether you're a songwriter, musician, you know, you got to follow your heart and you got to want to do it. Because let's be honest, all of us hit those highs and those lows. And if you're not doing it for the right reasons, you really shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How do you handle difficult guests on your show?
Well, I've been fortunate not to have... I've been blessed to have guests that have been very kind and nice to me, but there have been a few that are a little difficult, and I've learned not to stoop to their level, you know, because what's the point of going at anger with anger or aggression with aggression? It just leads to more negativity. So I've learned to just stay positive and try to work something out, and if it doesn't work out, then politely say, I'm sorry, I don't think this interview is going to work out. I'm sure there are other opportunities for you and myself, and go separate ways. And then I've had the same people come back to me at different times and say, you know, I apologize for my behavior. Can we try to do this? Because it is something interesting. Yeah. And I say, sure. But that's not always the case. You know, they come back and some don't. But life goes on and you have to be happy. And if you want to continue working, if you love your work, you got to continue working.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nothing stop you.
Yeah. What do you see yourself doing differently in your radio show next year that you haven't done in the past? Anything?
Well, every year it seems something has changed, for me at least. Well, this year I kind of slowed down interviewing because I had a bit of a health spell. I was ill for a few months and that kind of drew back. I couldn't do interviews because I just didn't feel well. But I'm back interviewing now, and then all the coronavirus stuff hit, so it's kind of, yeah. You know, I'm not really doing much as interviews as I did, but that's life, and you have to stay positive and pray and keep going on in life.
Sure, absolutely.
Next year, I hope to probably, I always say next year, and the next year that always comes, I do more interviews I did that year. You know, I want to do more, you know, keep improving and improve. And if you fail, learn from your failure and be a wonderful thing because you can learn from it and learn not to do that way again, you know?
Yeah. Before I forget to ask, tell us a little bit about your information. What's your website, your socials, anything you want to share with the audience so they can reach out to you or check you out?
Sure. Well, my radio show is streamed all over, but the best way, the easiest way to find it is on YouTube. Just type in Trey Olds or Trey Olds Radio on YouTube, and my channel should pop up. And it has all my interviews and some of my acting work, some bits from my acting work I've done. And I'm on Facebook. That's where people can find my upcoming projects and learn a little bit more about me and about the show. And it's just Trey Olds. And then I have a Facebook page for the show on Facebook, and it's just the Trey Olds Radio Show.
Sure. Okay. Do you think there's any special education or training that someone that wants to be a radio host on a podcast or a station or anything special that people should go after?
Well, I always tell people I never had the proper training at a school or a broadcast school. I was self-taught. Then I met people that were in the business and they trained me. But I tell people younger than me or people that want to get into broadcasting and who's never been in it before, I think it's the best bet to get professionally trained and go to a broadcasting school because times are changing and you want to have the current skills of the trade and the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. If you could do it all over again, would you do the same thing?
No. If I knew what I know now, because when I first started out, I was very nervous. I was interested in it, but then you read a lot of negativity of the industry and then you kind of become afraid. And I approached being in radio very afraid or negative.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't, you know, I would change that if I would do that over again. I would have a better outlook on it. And of course, that can be said in life in general and anything you want to do if you could do it over again. And, you can always change something, but sometimes those opportunities are unchangeable.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the last thing you watched on TV, and why did you choose to watch it?
Well, I watch a lot of television. I watch a lot of game shows. So Family Feud was the last show I watched. I just like the game shows and people's interesting answers to some of the interesting questions that are said. And I watch a lot of shows, talk shows or game shows that have hosts. because I'm a radio host and I like to learn some critiques or tips from these other hosts you see on TV or on game shows. So I always watch television with a host or some sort of interesting format where you can improve something in yourself or with your career and profession.
Yeah. What inspires you?
Seeing other people with special needs or seeing other people pursue their craft, people that are younger than me, that inspires me. Other people inspire me. Fellow artists, actors, and musicians inspire me. It shows me that I'm not alone pursuing my career in the industry. A lot of things inspire me, but those are the important ones that I find. And my family and my friends, definitely.
Yeah. And you seem like a very humble person, Trey, but I'm sure you're an inspiration to a lot of people out there, too. And it's certainly a pleasure to have you on the show. And I could tell that just by talking to you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Tell us about the funnest thing you've done in the last year. Anything come to mind?
Yeah. Well, I'm a very creative person, so I do a lot of creative things. I really don't get out much, but when I do, it's something creative. And the funnest thing I did was something recently, because I enjoy it, was something new. Well, I'm an actor in theater. I've done some community theater work. And when I was in junior high and high school, I did a lot of the theater stuff there. Well, last year I did it was an audition for a play at the local community college up here. They were looking for fellow actors, people that weren't associated with the college. They were trying to find actors locally, and there weren't seemed to be having any luck finding local actors in Mississippi. And there are a few actors in Mississippi. They're just hard to find, I guess. But I found their little ad, and I was interested in auditioning for their play. They were doing a play, a version of Frankenstein. And I auditioned for the role of Dr. Victor Frankenstein's father. And I had a blast doing it. I had to learn to do a German accent, which was challenging, but I'm always up for a challenge, and it was fun to do. And I went to the community college. They had a lovely theater department and had a great stage, great staff with the theater department. And I auditioned, and I had fun, and they said they would call me if I got it or let me know. I didn't get the role, but I had a blast auditioning, and if I don't get the role, so what? There's always other roles to come. So I was just happy to audition and be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great attitude. And absolutely. What do you lean towards? If you could pick just one thing to do on a certain day, would you rather act? Would you rather host your show? What's your passion?
Well, that's a very interesting question, because I've done radio the longest. That's where I started out in, and radio and voiceovers. It kind of collided at the same time. But acting, because where I live now, they have a lot of community colleges and a lot of community theaters, and they look for a lot. They're doing a lot of more plays and work, and they're looking for other actors. And so I've been interested in that and done a few auditions for all the community college theater departments and the community theaters. So acting these days have been more recent, you know, they've been more coming up. But I have to say probably the radio. I've been in it for a long time and always look forward to interviewing another guest, because it's always something new.
It's wonderful, Trey. You know, I want to thank you sincerely for being on the show tonight. I think your message is great, and I hope it just keeps expanding, and I hope you get a ton more new listeners from this show, and I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you very much. My pleasure, and I wish you success with your show.
Thank you, Trey. All right, have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Join our free behind-the-scenes music community at www.songwritershow.com. Network with other artists, songwriters, and producers, and get feedback on your original music. That's www.songwritershow.com. And now, welcome this week's special guest.
So I want to thank Trey for being on the show, and I'm excited to introduce our second guest, Scott Howard. Scott is riding a musical wave on a path to enlightenment. With his album, Ascended Man Turned to 432 Hertz, the same frequency as the works of the formerly ascended geniuses of our world, such as Mozart, Beethoven, and Bach. His sound, though, is not classical. Scott Howard's music is fine-tuned cornucopia of rock, adult contemporary, and pop with soul-inspiring lyrics such as those of Bob Dylan under a smooth, harmonious voice, reminiscent of Cat Stevens or Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Scott Howard is releasing his much-anticipated album, Language of Clouds, complete with the vinyl record and coffee table book, The Spring of 2020. Catchy and vibrant, anyone looking for depth and spirit will vibe with the music of Scott Howard, although a closer look will provide a glimpse into a world of intricate philosophies, ancient secrets, and divine mystery. Welcome to the show, Scott. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. If I didn't have a sore throat, I'd be better.
Well, you know, in this time, I'm sure, don't scare people. You know, if you go somewhere and you start coughing, they're going to probably start running away from you, but stay safe and stay well.
Well, it's funny. I'm from Florida, and I came out to California because of the music industry. And I live on the beach, and I kept on going out without a coat.
Yeah.
So, of course, I caught a sore throat. And, of course, the first symptom, of course, they say is a sore throat. But yeah. I've had this sore throat now for I don't know how many days. It's almost gone. But besides that, it's not bad here. There's no problems. You know, it's easy to get food, and it'll be over by April 22nd. Is what I'm hearing. April 22nd, it'll be done. All the arrests will be finished, and there'll be 3 days of no service. There'll be no TV, no internet, and no phones for 3 days. But other than that, and that'll be when the arrests start taking place, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with, but it's an interesting world we live in, and I'm sure you'll find very interesting when it's all over.
Yeah.
Tell
us a little bit about your music. What? When did you start playing?
I started playing when I was about 7 years old.
Okay.
And I started a band when I was about six. And we played at a nonprofit organization for children, actually handicapped children, and it was called I can't think of the name of the place, but we played there, and it was the most amazing experience for the soul to play music for children that are that have autism. So music to them is amazing, which is kind of what I'm doing with my tuning. I changed my tuning. What happened was, history lesson quickly, is during World War II, the Germans worked on frequency against the prisoners, and they realized that everything is frequency. And if you change the frequency to 440, which is what it is right now for everybody to listen on TV, radio, they changed the tuning for guitars, violins, everything is 440. It lowers the vibration of the listener. It also is very good for mind control, which is what they're very good at when it comes to TV. Yeah. That's what programming. And so realizing that, I realized something wasn't right. And if you play a chord in 440 and you play a chord in 432, the chord at 432 will resonate with you and raise your frequency. When you play it at 440, it lowers your frequency. So I went through an awakening about 5 years ago, and I was pretty much shown that I was to bring a new genre of music to the world, which is called source music.
Okay. It's
from source. I don't want to act like I'm Moses, but it was told to me that that I'm, you know, they need me to bring this genre of music to the world because we need to raise our vibration because we're not raising it fast enough. The Earth is going to 5D. It's going up in frequency. The Schumann resonance is off the charts now. We're going through certain parts of the universe that are very high in energy, and we're getting bombarded with it. People are seeing things that they don't know what they are. Spirits, aliens, you name it, coming out of the woodworks, and they don't know where to turn. And my music, my first album is Ascended Man. And it's kind of like my Teeth of the Tillman. Every song leads to the next song. It is a journey, which is kind of what started with me 5 years ago. I bought a camera, a Nikon P900. And it seems if you go on YouTube and you type in P900, everybody under the sun that owned a P900, when they start taking pictures, their lives change because what you see through the lens does not match up with what you see through the naked eye. And I started taking pictures and I started realizing something's not right. And I started, you know, my music reflects that, reflects the journey. And about 2 years ago, my son was taken and I was prepared for that. Actually, I wasn't prepared for it, but after he had passed, I was told to go outside and take a photo at about 6 o'clock, you know, something in the 6:15 in the morning, which is actually the cover of my next album, which is called The Language of Clouds. So if you look at that cover, that is an actual picture, and that the golden ray going up. My son is on top of that. He used to skateboard as a child, and you can see an individual or a young adult, well, he was 29, but skateboarding up the Golden Ray. And if you look behind him, you'll see the picture of a young girl. So you'll actually see a half a face of a young girl. And you'll look, and all the clouds are watching. And even the Golden Ray has his head turned. So everything's alive. The clouds are alive. It's a 5D reality. It's past, present, and future going on at the same time. It's a higher frequency, so it looks like clouds. And so they're moving very fast, and we're moving very slow. So as you raise your frequency, the clouds will begin to change. And believe me, I have a book that is accompanying my new album. Well, actually, EP. It's chapter one. It's got four songs on it, all in 432. The first song is Written in the Clouds, which is the title track. The second song is called Queen of Hearts. The third one's called Dreamer. And the last one is an acoustic, stripped down, live played acoustic song called Harvest Blessings, which is a very special song. And I think that when these next 15 days are over, or April 22nd comes, that song will be a very special song for people to listen to and hopefully heal, because there's going to be a lot of healing needed for what's about to come out.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your process. Do you start with music? Do you start with a vibe, a groove, melody? How do you start? Lyrics?
Pain.
Okay.
I start with pain. I've lived a life, and I've, you know, had kids and been married, you know, with bills to pay and kids, of course, which is one of the lines in my song Secret of Time. Did you get a chance to listen to Ascended Man by any chance?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Okay. So Secret of Time is the secret of my life. Well, and the secret of time is love, because when you have love, time slows down. I think I lost my train of thought. What's my How do I write? I think I'm guided. A lot of times I write music. I don't even know how it was written. By the time it's done, I don't even know who wrote that. Illusions of Life was like that. And sometimes it's the melody. I'll get a very ghostly melody or something that really hits me. Other times it's the lyrics. And I'll start writing a love poem. Or I'll start, I just actually wrote a couple of new songs for the next album, just to give you an idea. One of them is called The Unseen In-Between Kingdom. That's what we're going to find. That's what's above us. Another song is called What I Wish. It can start off a title. I was thinking, what I really wish to give the world, what I really wish right now. Because it's the most important thing we could do right now is to meditate. We must root. We must get our chakras spinning, all of them. Most of the people's chakras are closed. The heart chakras are not working. You must cleanse, get rid of all the heavy metals. Obviously don't drink the water out of the faucet, but drink alkaline water, distilled water. And then I start, the music just comes. And it can start from anywhere, or it can start from, just something all of a sudden pops in my head and, I know I have to write it. I wrote another song called Angel Numbers, because I see angel numbers daily, hourly, by the second. Powers that be, if you will, decided to take the training wheels off. So there's very little that they don't tell me. So another song I wrote, A Gift for the World. So I write on that genre. It's not, daddy bought a car and mom's is drinking I don't leave me. I've had six wives. That doesn't work that way. Mine is the world. If you don't want the world to come to an end, all you've got to do is just have a great attitude and everything will be okay. If you meditate and you focus on grounding yourself and you focus on a peace on earth, heaven on earth, it's going to happen, because whatever you think happens. Right now, karma is working overtime. So if you're bad, a day later, you get paid back. It used to be years later, you get paid back. Time is speeding up. So the music is to educate, to tell people the true history of who we are. And it's a journey. So again, 5 years ago, I began this journey. It wasn't my choice. It was, Source's choice to say, okay, no more playing around. This is what's going on. And the camera started it, and it went from there. And then when my son passed, Max, that was devastating. And I took about 3 weeks, and I sat and wrote in the studio for 3 weeks nonstop, day and night. And I wrote, at least three albums. After the Written in the Clouds, the next album's already done, and hopefully it seems to be resonating nicely throughout the world.
Yeah,
it's my job is my job. My mission in life is to help raise the frequency of everyone on the planet if I can, and if they if they don't want to, that's fine, but. There's two timelines. There's one timeline for someone that is not a good person. You're going to stay on the planet when, the shit hits the fan, which is my language. And the other timeline is paradise, peace on earth. So you want to meditate on the timeline you want. And my music, Written in the Clouds, as well as Ascended Man, they are my journey. And hopefully it awakens people to their journey that they must begin to take if they want this planet to have a nice transition to 5D. It's kind of like a dog with fleas. The dog is the earth. The dog's going to you know, run around and shake no matter what, like an earthquake, and it's going to ascend to the 5D, which is a whole new way of thinking. And, you know, we're the fleas. And if the fleas don't, acclimate themselves and start thinking right and thinking positive, we're going to have a very tough transition on the planet. You see a lot of earthquakes going off.
Yeah.
You know, this coronavirus, it's got nothing to do with the virus. It's all to do with the economy, money, a change of currency, a change in the old cabal going to the new. Old world is done. The new world begins. The currency is going to be a rainbow currency, which is backed by gold. Everything's going to change. All the adrenochrome and the satanic people on the planet are gone. They're going to be finished. Gitmo has been made 6 times larger. 17 barges are up and down the United States, and the arrests are going to begin. And there's going to be 3 days where you can't make a phone call, you can't go on the internet, and you can't phone call, internet, or what was the last one? TV, no TV. Why do that? Because you want your enemy blind. And so while they're arresting everyone, they turn off everything. And for those 3 days, 650,000 people are going to disappear off this planet. So,
Scott, we only got like a couple minutes left here. Tell us your website, your socials. Where can the listeners and fans reach out to you?
They can either go to scotthowardmusic.com, and they can go to iTunes, any of the digital sites. My music videos can be seen on my YouTube channel, which is Scott Howard. And I will be on the Bravo Million Dollar Listings show on May 5th, where they're going to feature my music. And I'm shooting a World Ascension concert live at Studio City Sound in Burbank, where I will be performing live Ascended Man and Written in the Clouds. And it'll have interviews and things like that. And it may have some other guests, but it'll be shot out of the studio, obviously, because people right now are a little uptight. And that will be put over social media. It'll be worldwide. The more people that see it in 432, those people who listen to the music, it helps them raise their frequency. So the more you listen through 432, 440, 5D, 5D is not good. It's like a weapon. That's what the military used to use it for. So the old frequencies don't, well, I shouldn't say old, because the old frequencies was Beethoven and Bach. They played in 432. But the 440, that was changed, World War II. And that was, done for a reason. So, 5D is not a good frequency, but 432 will help everyone that listens, and I hope they do. The messages are meant for one thing and one thing only, which is love.
Yeah. All right, Scott, we've come to the end of the show here, and we're going to check out your song, and I wish you nothing but the best, brother, and very fascinating.
Thank you. I hope I didn't make everyone think I'm a crazy person, but
not at all, man.
It'll all come out in the wash anyway, so people will either resonate or they will not participate.
Sure. All right, man. You have a wonderful night, okay?
All right.
All right, Scott. Have a good one.
Take care, buddy.
When you say hello to a cloud out loud, can you read the rain on my face in a world of lies that blind?
As above, so far below, been written 1,000 years ago in a black book by my bed. My Wi-Fi's dead. A God wrote this, they say, didn't hear it on CNN. Today, is God such a jealous man that he keeps you from his divine plan? Is it written in the clouds, they say? Just a lullaby to keep us from our way. Thunder and lightning, the alarm to say, wake up and find your way. If we are one, do we all feel the same about getting past this illusion? How long has it been since we tried to begin to break through these chains of delusion? As above, so far below, but written 1,000 years ago, just players in a play. Vatican's best by another. Clouds collide and fight each other. Everyone's living in their own drama. Heads in the dance of a twisted karma. Is it written in the clouds, they say? Just a lullaby to keep us from our way. Thunder and lightning, the alarm to say, wake up and find your way. The clouds, they say, lead the way. Is this a lullaby to keep us from our way? Stay awake, thunder and lightning, the alarm to say, wake up and find your way above, these shapes that don't make sense to us. What do you say when you say hello to a cloud? How loud? In a world born alone, oh, we must bring love back home.
So I want to thank both Trey and Scott for being on the show. Another great interview. And I want to thank you all for tuning in with me. If anyone wants to be on the Songwriter Show, or you know other songwriters, please feel free to reach out to me. And I want to thank you for listening. I hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night live to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here on the Songwriter Show. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.